Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a thumbs up from the Saudis. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday Saudi Arabian leaders have assured him they support the recent nuclear agreement with Iran. The American defense chief met top officials in Jeddah and later spoke with reporters.
Both the king and the minister of defense reiterated their support for the Iranian nuclear deal.
Saudi officials had neither publicly condemned nor supported the Iranian pact in the week since it had been announced. Police in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber riding a motorbike killed 19 people and wounded nearly 40 in a crowded marketplace Wednesday. A police official says the attack was apparently aimed at military personnel, but he said the majority of the victims were civilians. No one has yet claimed responsibility. Votes are being counted in Burundi. The presidential election Tuesday is believed to have had a low turnout, as President Pierre Nkurunziza ran without significant opposition for a third term. Burundi opposition leader Agathon Rwasa says dialogue is needed to avoid violence following the controversial election.
War can only destroy. Why the dialogue can help us overcome all these troubles of ours.
Official vote results are expected on Thursday. At least 20 people were killed in northern Cameroon Wednesday in two suicide bombings. Officials are blaming the attacks on the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. The attacks happened simultaneously at a large market and a residential neighborhood in Maroua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region. Cameroon last week banned the wearing of Islamic full-face veils after a suicide bombing. This is VOA News.